fair housing laws. The first federal fair housing law was the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which essentially prohibited discrimination in housing based on race or color by granting all races the same rights as whites. It is a very broad law and is still in effect today. In 1968, in the case of Jones versus Alfred H. Mayer Company, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the 1866 law prohibits discrimination on the basis of race or color without exception. While there are some exceptions to the application of subsequent fair housing laws, 1968 law, the Act of 1866 provides for no exceptions whatsoever. Lawsuits under this act are filed directly in federal court. The next significant legislation affecting housing is the Federal Fair Housing Law, officially called Title VIII of the Civil Rights Act of 1968. It prohibits discrimination based on race, religion, and national origin. Sex was added as a protected class in 1974, followed by physical handicap and familial status in 1988. In January 2021, President Biden signed an executive order preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. HUD will enforce the FAIR Housing Act to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. Age is not a protected category under this law. Discrimination is prohibited in the sale or rental of housing and vacant land offered for residential construction or use. The Civil Rights Act of 1968 significantly impacted the real estate community. While there are some exceptions to this law, real estate license holders must always comply. The following activities are expressly prohibited: refusing to sell or rent to, deal or negotiate with any person, discriminating in the terms or conditions for buying or renting, discriminating by advertising that housing is available only to persons of a certain race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, those who are not handicapped, or adults only, denying availability of property when it is available, stating different terms and conditions for lending, denying use of services, including MLS, or any other service related to selling, buying, or renting housing. Steering or blockbusting. Steering, also known as channeling, is taking buyers or renters to, or away from, a particular area based on the race, religion, etc., of the buyer or renter, and is the most common cause for complaint under the law. Steering can be blatant or quite subtle, directing buyers or renters to a particular neighborhood or a particular building within an apartment complex based upon a protected class would be an example of steering. Grouping families with children in one building in an apartment complex would also constitute steering and could subject the landlord and property manager to liability under fair housing laws. Blockbusting is any attempt to induce panic selling in a neighborhood for financial gain. The most common tactic is to imply the entrance into the neighborhood of a new ethnic or racial group and suggest to homeowners that they sell now, while values are still high. Blockbusting perpetrators often bought properties at below market prices from concerned sellers, only to sell them later at above market prices to minority buyers. Blockbusting is also known as panic peddling. The Fair Housing Act covers the sale and rental of most housing. In some circumstances, the 1968 Act exempts owner-occupied buildings with no more than 4 units, single-family housing sold or rented without the services of a broker, and housing operated by organizations and private clubs that limit occupancy to members. No one may take any of the following actions based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or handicap in the sale or rental of housing: refuse to rent or sell housing, refuse to negotiate for housing, make housing unavailable, set different terms, conditions, or privileges for the sale or rental of a dwelling, provide different housing services or facilities, falsely deny that housing is available for inspection, sale, or rental, for profit, persuade owners to sell or rent, blockbusting, deny anyone access to or membership in a facility or service, such as a multiple listing service, related to the sale or rental of housing. In mortgage lending, no one may take any of the following actions based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or handicap. Disability. Refuse to make a mortgage loan. Refuse to provide information regarding loans. Impose different terms or conditions on a loan, such as different interest rates, points, or fees. Discriminate in appraising property. Refuse to purchase a loan or set different terms or conditions for purchasing a loan. It is illegal for anyone to threaten, coerce, intimidate, or interfere with anyone exercising a fair housing right or assisting others who exercise that right. Texas Fair Housing Laws. In addition to the Federal Fair Housing Act, Texas passed the Texas Fair Housing Act in 1989, which closely parallels federal law, adding no additional protected classes.